This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good afternoon. I'm pleased to be here in the town of Cheektowaga on Merivale Drive in front of our good friends, Carpenters Local Union 276, and we thank them for allowing us to be here to announce our Erie County Road and Bridge Program for 2025. I'm Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars. I'm joined by our chairperson of the Erie County Legislature, Tim Myers, as well as Erie County Legislator John Barnacy. We are also joined by the supervisor of the town of Cheektowaga, Brian Nowak, our commissioner of the Department of Public Works, William Gary, our deputy commissioner of the Department of Public Works, who's Highway Division, Karen Hoke, and our sign holder, Peter Anderson. So thank you, Peter. We are announcing a big road program and bridge program for this year. Erie County will be investing $47.4 million, $47,454,000 to be exact, in roads and bridges across all of Erie County. Approximately 118 miles of roads, five major bridges. On an annual basis, Erie County does about 10% of our roads, and we're doing that again, because we have about 1,200 centerline miles of roads, of which we are actually larger in centerline road overall that is owned by the county than three states. Heard me say this before, Delaware, Rhode Island, and Hawaii. When you have a large road inventory like that, you have to invest a lot of money annually. So I want to thank the Department of Public Works with Commissioner Geary and Deputy Commissioner Hoke for the work that they did to prepare for what's going to be a very busy road season. Most people don't understand that when the road season ends in the fall, it doesn't mean that the leadership and the district engineers at the highway barns sit back, because of course they've got to plow the snow in the winter, but they're also preparing and coming up with the plan for what will be done in the following year with regards to our roads and bridges. There's a lot of roads and bridges. I don't want to sit here and name each and every one of them, because we'd be here totally. But as you'll see from the sign that Mr. Anderson is holding, we're doing $3.6 million in mill and overlay projects on 17.38 miles of road. Cold recycle and top course treatment is another $3.4 million. That's a 14.37 miles of road. Oil and chip projects, $2 million investment on 74 miles of roads. Those are roads primarily in the eastern suburbs as well as the extreme southern part of Erie County. Bridge projects, we're investing $11.7 million in bridge projects, five major projects, and then some other issues associated with bridges. And then engineering projects. When we say engineering projects, we are primarily talking about rebuilding of roads, not just mill and overlay, but actually rebuilding with sewers. And they're very expensive projects, and that's $26.8 million investment itself. I'll give you an idea, Pine Street's being reconstructed, $4 million in Aurora. Bailey Avenue from Grover Cleveland to Sheridan in Amherst being reconstructed, $7.8 million project. Drainage improvements and rehabilitation on Lakeshore Road, Town of Evans, $4.2 million project. Borden Road, Phase 2. An ongoing project, $8.5 million, and we're dealing with a couple issues with that road as well. New road in Clarence, $8.45 million. Our overlay projects, which include Griner Road in Clarence, Colvin Avenue in Tonawanda, George Urban Boulevard in Cheektowaga, DePue, $7.5 million. We're on Maryvale Drive because we're doing a $5.5 million investment on Maryvale Drive to do a mill and overlay, but also new drainage system, replacing a culverts, new curb ramps, parking markings. So you'll see completely different Maryvale Drive at the end of this road, or I should say at the end of this year, with major work that'll be done starting hopefully at the end of the month. And then for folks in Amherst who've been asking, Maple Road between North Forest and Flint. This is going to be a two-year project. We're doing $2 million to invest to address the issues on the westbound lanes. So the lanes that basically go to the Millersport Highway from further up will be addressed this year in $2 million. And then we're planning on doing the eastbound lanes next year because it's actually a four-lane highway is what it basically is in that section there. We also have some joint work that has to be done. So people have been talking about Maple. It's going to be a two-year project, and it's going to do two lanes this year, but the ones that head westbound and the eastbound lanes will be done next year. I want to thank our team from the Department of Public Works. They put a lot of time and effort to come up in this road program. It costs a lot of money to do roads, and we're investing nearly $50 million this year. We invested over $5 million last year. So basically in 2 years, we're doing more than $100 million in road and bridge projects. Don't ever let anybody say Erie County's not investing in our roads and bridges, because we are. And to tell you the truth, the ratings of the roads are much better than they were 10 years ago. People will complain because there's potholes. Yes, there's potholes. But overall, our road and bridge inventory is in much better shape now than it was 10 years ago. And I'll let our commissioner talk a little bit more about that. I want to thank my partners in the legislature for the support of this program. They have been very supportive of various road projects. There are road projects that'll be everywhere in Erie County as it pertains to the legislative districts, except for our friends in Buffalo, of course, because we don't own any roads in Buffalo. But you're going to be seeing a lot of work being done on county roads because it's already started and it will continue until the end of the year. With that, I once again thank my friends in the legislature for their support and turn it over to our chairperson, Tim Myers, for a few words.
Mr. Chair. Thank you, County Executive. I want to thank the County Executive, Commissioner Geary, Deputy Commissioner Karen Hoke, for their work on this project. As you see, the work that's being done here in the county, it will touch all areas, all corners of this county. And this doesn't happen by accident. As the County Executive said, every road is rated, and that's how they're prioritized. So I just want to say that I'm glad that Maryvale Drive is getting done. It sits in my district, and we do constantly get reviews at my office about this road. So I'm glad that that is getting done. So I just want to thank everybody for their help, and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the things that our Department of Public Works does is also work with the towns, the villages, and the cities to ensure that our projects are not fighting each other, that we're working together. So when we do a project, we don't just put a project down and then a year later the town does sewers. It's what we've done. We've certainly worked on that in Borden Road in Cheektowaga. And I want to thank our supervisor here in the town of Cheektowaga, Brian Nowak, for being here, because we do work together to ensure that we're repairing roads as quickly as possible, as best as possible, but we're not competing, so that we're not hurting each other by doing a road that then the town has to do sewers on a year later. So with that, I'd like to introduce our supervisor, Brian Nowak, for a few words.
All right, thanks. Just want to say thank you to the County Executive, the County Legislature, Erie County DPW, for the road work being done here in the town of Cheektowaga this year. Maryvale Drive in particular, you've got a school just a little ways down, and it's a major access road between Union Road and Dick Road, Cayuga Road here. This street here, when I was out talking to folks during my campaign in 2023, the most common issue that was being brought up by the residents was the condition of the street. So I'm really excited to see this on the list this year and being slated to be completed. As you take a look down, there's real need in terms of potholes and patching and all that. So to hear that we're dealing with drainage and the road itself and the aprons and all of that, it's going to be a welcome change here in the area. I'm glad to hear that George Urban's on the list, Arrow Drive is on the list, and that Borden Road's still being worked on. So there's still some work to do on that. I appreciate everything the county's doing to make sure the roads here in Cheektowaga are in great shape.
Thank you, thank you, Supervisor Nowak. I'm going to turn it over to our Commissioner of Public Works, William Gary, and our Deputy Commissioner, Karen Hoke. They can talk a little bit more about the plans, especially like a road like this. People wonder, why is it so expensive to do just a road that's a mile or two long? Well, if it's just a plain mill or overlay, it's not too bad. But when you start talking about drainage and putting in new storm sewers and things like that, it can get very expensive quickly, as we know. So with that, our Commissioner and Deputy Commissioner to talk a little bit more about the program and also just why these projects are so expensive.
You get the top
one. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. One of the first things I'd like to highlight, other than all the communication that does happen behind the scenes through the entire season, is the top three bullets on that list are done with county workforce. So we're really a lot of times champion, not just with our workforce, but the communities we're working in, town of Cheektowaga, the other town of Tonawanda. We've all come together and worked together to get a project done. And by doing that, we can leverage those workforces to save our costs, stretch the dollars, and get more work done. As the county executive said, these projects do get expensive. A milling overlay is about $500,000 a mile. And when you get into the reconstruction efforts, when we're getting into like Maryvale here, it can go higher than $1 to $2 million a mile, just because of all the extra work that has to go into the subgrade. But there's other machinery, pre-buying structures, these supply chain issues, everything becomes a lot more expensive at that. This year, so far, you know, we not only do we look at programming and what we're doing, but we're continually to watch the market. Oil prices have stayed pretty relatively low, so hopefully we won't have any big spikes in oil escalation. So a lot of our projects, not knowing how that can change from week to week, we have to program that into these projects to absorb those hits if something does happen where oil does go through the roof. Fortunately, like I said, right now, oil's a lot lower than what our baseline was, so fingers crossed we continue through the summer, and then that money can be reapplied to next year's program. So with that, thanks to everybody, especially the legislature and the county executive for, like you said, we're trying to do 10% of our road every year, our inventory, having the largest inventory in New York State. We also are probably the only county throughout the entire state of New York and maybe other states that builds one bridge, which probably doesn't sound too sexy, because a bridge is, you drive over it and go 200 feet and you don't even realize it, but that's $2 to $3 million a bridge. Next year we got 5 bridges. Within the next 3 years, we're going to have almost 15 bridges. And again, a lot of that is from the Bridge New York program, but also the county's investment in our infrastructure. So to both, thank you, and thank you to the town. Having partners to work with like that, we get these programs out the door faster. So thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner Gary. We do need to thank our governor, Kathy Hochul, for supporting with increased funding for the CHIPS Fund, as well as the Bridge New York Fund, and the former president, Joe Biden, the American Rescue Plan, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, put more money available so that we could do more projects like the bridge funding, like our federal aid projects, because they're very expensive and we need their assistance. So I have to give a shout out to them. It's kind of like we have two seasons in Buffalo. We got winter and we got construction season, which is spring, summer, and fall. Well, construction season is here. And we know now we're going to get the complaints about all the work that's being done on the roads. And when are you going to finish it? Well, please hold off. It's going to take some time to do a lot of these projects, but we're going to get so many done this year. As I said, about 118 miles of roads are going to get done this year, 5 bridges, and our community will be better for it. With that, I'll open up to any questions.
The way that this winter was kind of maybe a more normal winter where the snow stayed more south. I mean, what are the status of the roadways, you know, throughout the county, but more so where the snow more so impacted?
Well, it wasn't so much the snow as it was the freeze thaws and the bitter cold. We had some really much colder days and freeze thaws, which of course caused the potholes. It was more a traditional year. We were able to handle it snow removal wise, but it did have an impact on the roads. I'll turn it over to William and Karen to talk more about that, but it's just something we expect. I just think people were maybe a little, after the last few fairly mild winters, and the roads were pretty good coming out of it because we didn't have that extreme cold. And once we got it, it caused more freeze thaws and it caused more issues.
Yeah. And that's exactly being up against probably 4 to 5 years of mild winters, this looked like a treacherous winter, but on a scale, it's really what a winter in this area is normally like. One of the things we did have, though, with the sustained cold was the freeze got down to about 14 to 16 inches, where in years past it hadn't penetrated that deep into the subbase. We had about 60 consecutive days where the plow truck drivers were in the plows either plowing or salting. Those plow truck drivers are the same drivers that are out that would be hauling cold patch to fix temporary fixes on the potholes. So we had a stretch there where some of the potholes in getting out of the plowing season, they had a good backlog of work to get into. But now, you know, the asphalt plants are open. We're doing permanent fixes with hot asphalt. And then obviously having the investment in our road program, you know, it's just where we're at. We're the number two state in the country behind Pennsylvania for the most freeze-thaw cycles, and that is really one of the most devastating things to a road.
You mentioned $100 million in the past 2 years. Obviously, this $100 million, $100 million is a lot of money. Touch on the importance of that and then what you think to do in the years to come.
Well, we always look out because of the way our planning system works. We look out multiple years, pretty much have a five-year plan, and the five-year plan will change. I don't want to come out and say what next year is going to be because it's going to be dependent upon how much money we have and available, which comes out of the budget process. But also a road today that we might think, well, we'll be doing that one next year, might not go into the plan because of issues associated with other roads. If other roads degrade much more quickly, we might put those in. As the chair mentioned, we have a rating system that's done by the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council, which rates every road in Erie County in Western New York from basically 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, 1 the worst. And our goal is to do the roads that are the lowest rated that get the most traffic. So if a road is a 6 and it gets 50 cars a day, and there's another road that's a 6 that gets 5,000 cars a day, more than likely we're going to do the road that gets 5,000 cars a day first, because it's going to degrade quicker. So there's a lot that goes into it. We expect that there will be another big program next year. It'll be dependent on issues associated with the budget. But this year, $47 million is a lot. It wasn't that long ago when we were basically doing $20 million a year in roads. So we've more than doubled the investment that we did basically when I came into office as county executive. And it shows because the road scores are higher overall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.